right, stepping into the studio here, Liz Birch. She is the founder, CEO of Home Care Angels. And Liz, it's nice to have a person in the studio, so it's good to see you. Thanks for stopping by. We got some important stuff to talk about, I'd say. I'd say a lot of folks are in this position at some point in your life when you've got someone, a senior, a mom and dad, or a dad, or someone close to you who's at that point when they're not really able to do everything for themselves. And you got to make the decision about, okay, what's the right thing to do? What do I do for the person I love? And, you know, you've got some advice on that, don't you, Liz?
I do. The first thing is to make sure that you are considerate to their feelings mm-hmm. when you start to talk to somebody about this. There are many decisions to be made, but you also want to make an educated decision by talking with people like myself, calling us and letting us give you information on the differences between having someone come into your home, whether it be hourly or whether it be live-in, mm-hmm. depending on what's going on with your parent. Mm-hmm. There are many, many different things you can do, whether it be the family, whether it be us, whether it be assisted living, whether it be a nursing home. It's important to do your homework.
Yeah, for sure. And I think if one of the things you do here, and it's not, I guess it's not always possible, but it is that they want to stay in their home. Like people
Most people want to stay home. They've been in this home for so many years that leaving is just not something they want to do, and most people can stay at home.
Is that true? Okay. Mm-hmm. And is it more expensive to stay at home, would you say?
No, it's more expensive to go into a facility mm-hmm. Because you're paying rent, food, and then when you are in like an assisted living, all the additional things that we offer, for instance, bathing and dressing and medication reminders, things like that, they charge you mm-hmm. independently for those, and it gets a little costly mm-hmm. for them.
I'm sure. I mean, that's always a factor too. It's, you know, how much can you afford is a big mm-hmm. one when you're yes. sitting down and saying I want them to be taken care of in the best possible way, and I also don't want to go bankrupt doing that. Those are the kinds of conversations families have. So what do you think is what is the focus when it comes to your approach to helping folks at home?
When we come into someone's home, the first thing is the safety of our client, making sure that the house is safe for them to be moving around in, that they're able to do the things they can do with assistance or supervision. It's also a big focus is training for me when it comes to my caregivers, mm-hmm. Training them in things like disease so that they know what to look for, or they know how to deal with someone who has, for instance, diabetes or Parkinson's. We know how to work with somebody who, even though we're non-medical, we can work with them.
Mm-hmm. See some way. Of the signs that might require some sort of attention.
Right.
How do you have that conversation, Liz, when you get to a point where there is someone you love, who, you know, it's time to kind of say, hey, you might need some help. Mm-hmm. We might need to come up with another situation for you that works better.
Mm-hmm. The most important thing to me is that you're compassionate, patient, and patient with them. That don't throw your ideas at them and expect them to grasp them and say, you're right. Mm-hmm. I'm going to follow what you say. You're going to
sign here. You're going there.
Yeah, you're
right.
Going to get a little backlash from that. But it really is to sit and talk to them about your concerns and let them think about it. Don't say, okay, this is what we're doing, and I already scheduled you to go tomorrow, or yeah. I scheduled somebody to come in tomorrow.
Right.
You have to give them time. I mean, everybody deserves that, especially the elderly. Mm-hmm. You know, they deserve to be treated as you would treat anyone else, and not push your thoughts on them. But just as an adult child, it's really important that you let them know that you're worried about them. Mm-hmm. And it's all coming from love.
Well, and you're changing their whole world. Let's face it. If you're used to living alone, if you're not really ready to leave your home, you know, all the decisions are pretty, it's a big deal. It's a really big deal. How do you know that it is time to have that conversation? Give us that, Liz.
Okay. When you go into your parents' house, you have to be aware of what's happening. You have to like remove the blinders and go in and look and see how are they walking around the house? How are they, how is their gait? Are they holding onto furniture? Or are they sitting in their chair a lot more often than not? Are they eating properly? You open the fridge and you see foods that are not, that are expired, or they're wearing soiled clothes that they haven't had an opportunity to wash or just can't do it anymore. These are just little signs that maybe they need somebody to come in and assist.
And then how the decision to move to another assisted living or stay at home, any kind of thoughts on that?
It's truly a personal decision. When we bring in a caregiver, they're going to engage them all day, whether it be physical or and or cognitive activity. We're going to find out what they like to do and hopefully be able to continue letting them do that. Mm-hmm. Assisted living, it's very big. It's a big facility and there's a lot to do. They have activities every day and you can choose to do or not do.
Mm-hmm.
But that to me is more of a, if you're still able, because assisted living is more of a independent living.
Right.
You know. Yeah.
And how do you compensate for the lack of social interaction, maybe the isolation? If you're not in a facility, you're at home. That's an issue, I think.
Again, our caregivers will engage you. We take you out. We'll take you to your children's home. We'll take you to your friend's house. We get you out if it's possible. Depending on the situation, of course. But we do. What do you like to do? You want to go to, you know, do you want to, you want to take a ride downtown? You want to go to the Botanic Gardens? You want to, you know, we ask all these questions so that we can offer it to them when we do come into the home. So they're not isolated. And then people coming over, we help with, you know, friends coming in, making lunch and things like that. It's really not isolation with a caregiver.
It's a special person, I think, that does this. Oh, yeah. And God bless everyone who does, because I've seen so many people who do what you do and do it well, and it is truly, I mean, a godsend.
I do. I say that their caregivers are born with this extra large heart. They don't know it until they start feeling like, I think I'm going to go into this industry and start taking care of someone. And they become such part of the family, such part of this person's life. And it's a beautiful thing to watch. And I've been blessed for the last 16 years to be able to watch that.
Oh, I bet. How do people reach you, Liz, if they would like to get more information about what it is you do specifically?
Yes. You can go to our website at homecareangelsinc.com. Or you can email us at info@homecareangelsinc.com. Or you can call us at 847-824-5221.
Thank you, Liz. Thank you for stopping by the studio. It's so nice to meet
you. It was fun. Thank
you. In person.
Yes.
And you did a great job. I know you said you were nervous. You're like, I can't do this. Yes, you can. Turns out you can.
Yeah, I guess so. Thank you.
Thanks, Liz.